Collingwood and the Blue Mountains OPP charged 6 people with impaired driving-related offenses this past weekend. Shortly after 2 a.m. Saturday, a driver was seen with open alcohol at a ride check on Jozo Weider Boulevard in the Blue Mountains. Police say they determined the driver was under the influence of alcohol. The 37-year-old Caledon resident was charged with operation while impaired, driving a motor vehicle with an open container of alcohol, and failure to surrender a permit. At about 5 p.m. the same day, officers were called to a car in the ditch on Highway 26 on the west end of Collingwood. They determined the driver was under the influence of alcohol. The 45-year-old driver was charged with operation while impaired. On Sunday, shortly before 2:30 a.m., an officer conducted a traffic stop near Blue Mountain Resort on Gray Road 19. The 22-year-old driver, from Mississauga, was charged with refusal to provide a breath sample. At about 10 a.m. Sunday, police were called to a two-vehicle collision on St. Marie Street in Collingwood. Police say one of the drivers was impaired by drug. The 30-year-old driver, from Mulmer Township, was charged with impaired operation, alcohol and drugs, and several Highway Traffic Act offenses. At about 9:20 p.m. Sunday, police responded to a report of a possible impaired driver. The vehicle and driver were located in the parking lot of a business on First Street in Collingwood. The 25-year-old driver, from North York, was charged with impaired operation, alcohol, and driving with cannabis readily available, as well as a charge under the Compulsory Automobile Insurance Act. At about 2:45 a.m., an officer stopped a vehicle on Herontario Street in Collingwood. Officers found open alcohol containers in the vehicle and a large quantity of dried cannabis. The 30-year-old driver, from Belmont, was charged with impaired operation, alcohol, as well as Cannabis Control Act and Liquor License Act offenses. All of the drivers were issued license suspensions, and the vehicles were impounded. The accused were released from custody with future court dates in Collingwood or Owen Sound.